What is compassion meditation?
Compassion meditation is part of mindfulness, but it takes it a step further and does an imaginative exercise where you purposefully cultivate a positive feeling of compassion. It can be for yourself, it can be for others. There's, you know, different types of compassion meditation, but they often follow a step-by-step sequence of starting with someone you really care about, and, you know, just thinking of them makes you smile, and wishing them happiness and wishing them joy and easing of their suffering. And from there, you can step to other people, or maybe yourself if you have trouble having compassion for yourself.
Tell us about the role this can play in a time like we're facing right now, where things seem really uncertain and fluid.
My recommendation when I was asked about it earlier by WVU was based on my own experience of also being stressed. And what happens for me when I'm stressed is I sometimes get a sense of claustrophobic anxiety, where I just start to spin a little bit. And I think that that happens in general. In neuroimaging, you can actually see a network of self-rumination start to fire up. And compassion is sort of like a little escape from that circuit. So we did a study in long-term meditating monks who are really good at doing this meditation, and found that, you know, that they were activating pro-social areas. So our brains are wired to be social. And this is a pretty weird time because we're wired to be social and we're all kind of isolated. But if we think about the fact that all those other people are out there and they're all, you know, kind of trying to make it work and trying to you know, get around their own anxiety, and, oh, I wish them well, then you start to activate that pro-social network, even when you're home isolating.
It's like we're all anxious together.
We're all anxious together. Exactly. And that's actually, there's some solidarity in that. And the posts that I often see on social media that I think are quite uplifting are related to that. Hey, we're all in this together. You know, we're all going to, you know, do our best to help others if we can. Those types of things are very uplifting. And why? It's because we can think of other people, and that takes the emphasis off our own little claustrophobic misery.
Are there techniques that could help us be more mindful? And does it take a lot of time?
No, and that's kind of the beauty. If you're in a moment where you're just noticing, you know, a tree branch, a leaf, you know, a reflection in a pool of water, all those little things kind of take the mind off our anxiety and place it on something that can be quite beautiful. That's often used, for example, in mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. You realize, you think, oh, I'm just anxious all day long. I'm just depressed all day long. Well, you know, there are moments where you might see something beautiful, and if you become a little bit aware and remind yourself, maybe even with a little dot on your computer screen, you could, you know, put a little reminder that comes up on your phone to say, hey, breathe. And then when you breathe, you look around and you use your senses. Hey, you know, I smell dinner cooking. That smells really good. Or, you know, I see the little bird, you know, perched there on the tree, and I can't believe, you know, it's spring, and, you know, all the birds are happy and they don't know what's going on, and I just enjoy that. Or my little kid, you know, wow, look at their smile. If you just notice how beautiful something is, go into that a little bit more, and then imagine sharing that with others. So if you want to turn that into a compassion meditation, you could just imagine, hey, may all enjoy the beauty of the beautiful birds outside, or may all enjoy the beauty of a child's smile, or what, or a funny video, or whatever you experience during the day. You can just say, may all who are kind of anxious like me today enjoy, you know, this beautiful bird.
I imagine a lot of us are feeling a lot of anxiety. We're in situations that are new and changing. What advice would you offer to people as they try to navigate staying calm and taking care of their mental health during this time?
Over and over, I would just say, be gentle with yourself. If you if you did this practice and then all of a sudden you find yourself angry or uptight or anxious or stressed throughout the day, and you feel at any point the word should come up, please be gentle, because all of us are struggling, and that's going to happen. You're going to feel stressed.